PW, have you ever drove out of state or somewhere else just to see the season change?
Yes.
Bill Smuts.
Yeah, I have.
Dr. Captain Clark?
I have not, but I know people who have.
Voice of Reason?
Oh, every year.
Okay, do you think you people do that? You people travel to see seasonal changes.
To white people thing.
Yeah. No, because back in the 1860s, they all wanted to go north.
Yes, that's right.
That's true, yeah. All right, in the past, maybe, it was the colored people.
And it was the changing of the leaves.
Yeah.
Okay, that was uncalled for.
Would you ever call for that?
We got to get rid of that damn tip job. Who idea was that? It was yours. This phrase probably has nothing to do with anything. So, e plunimus glumus?
What we've got here is failure to communicate.
Live from Hooters in beautiful Tampa, Florida, it's the Spike and the Mike Show. And now here is your host, Spike.
Oh. Always. I said, Spike, check one. Spike, check two. Spike, check three. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, man, leg cramp. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. And welcome to another award-deserving episode of The Spike on the Mic Show. Oh, I thought maybe something went wrong. I am he, ladies and gentlemen. I am he. I am the guy known as This Spike on the Mic. And we are here at our Palacios studio, patio studios, that is, at 4215 West Hillsboro Avenue. The place to be, the place where you can get free fried pickles, because number 9, he came in fourth in the top 10. More about that later. But without further ado, let me introduce the crew. Man, we got a full crew here today. We got everybody directly in my peripheral vision. As I look at him, he has the symbol of man and woman on his shirt, or one of them. He is a Dr. Andy Clark and a captain. We like to call him Dr. Captain Clark. How are you sticking?
I'm sticking like somebody who enjoyed a delicious steak for lunch and then was enjoying the company of someone special on a comfy couch watching TV. But gosh, I'm glad to be here instead now.
Hey, you ever heard the old saying, good times, good things never last?
Boy, that's true.
That's right. You have to keep moving from this to that. You can get with this, you can get with that.
Peaks and valleys.
Yeah, exactly. Listen, this is going to be the peak of your today.
Ooh, gosh, I don't see that.
Well, the steak you're going to pass, and the comfort of that little munchkin is not going to last. Yeah, I figured it was a cat or a dog or a motorcycle.
Or a motorcycle,
yeah.
Maybe.
All right, well then. The noise you hear going through your eardrums, ladies and gentlemen, is the sound of the one, the only, PWS. PWS, how you sticking?
I'm sticking like a pimple to a teenager.
Pregnant Paul
Get ooze? Why was there ooze?
People don't like pimples.
Yeah, or,
yeah, but when you're a teenager, you're covered with them. Yeah.
You say we're covered with them.
No, covered, not colored.
Okay. All right.
Colored people don't get pimples, do they?
No, we don't. Yeah. We don't mess around with that. That's stuff that we don't use. Brill cream.
Oh.
Or VO5.
Yeah.
Pomade.
Pomade. Yes.
Yeah, but that's not Brill cream or VO5.
I used to use pomade. Dixie Peach pomade. Yeah.
They even still make that?
I don't know.
Well, they did then. It was back in the early 60s, late 50s.
Oh.
Somebody should bring that back. Everything comes back.
Oh, yes. Style. Yes.
Well, while y'all going
it
back...
It came in a jar just like shoe polish.
Oh.
You know? Yeah.
You don't ever want to make a mistake.
I know.
Exactly. Well, while y'all going back into the future, we're going to tell you the only reason we're here.
No, that can't be the reason. Please don't say that.
We're here, ladies and gentlemen. We're here for one reason and one reason only, and that is the Voice of Reason. Voice of Reason, how you sticking?
I particularly like the words together. Comfy couch.
Comfy couch.
And I can appreciate the fact that Paul got ooze out of a pimple.
Ooh.
I got it. He got the ooze thing, and that's great.
Oh, damn. All right, well then, let's keep it moving then.
Yeah.
Voice of Reason, directly in your peripheral vision, around the corner of a glass of water, is the man we like to call the Bill Smiles. Bill Smiles, how you sticking?
I'm sticking like a tree.
Hey, that's good and strong.
And get out of here? Is that, yeah.
No.
Make like a tree and get out of here.
No, you like a tree with right. strong limbs yeah. will stand the test of time when the wind blows. I could be a poet. And y'all even know it. All right, so listen. Let's yep. go ahead. This next guest you hear is not the man.
We have more people?
Yeah, we got a whole full board.
Oh, man.
Let's go with the guy. We don't say he smells this way, but we like to call him the Gas Man. Gas Man, how you sticking?
I'm sticking like I'm going to be the unfunniest guy on the show tonight.
Oh, no. Really? You think?
Yeah, y'all are cracking me up with these intros, man.
Oh, okay. Well, then we'll award you unfunny. You have been noted at funny. All right? So now we're going to go ahead and get professional, and the show is going to be, it's not going to be foreign to us because this is a sound and a voice that we've heard on the show, and we love her on the show, and she keeps coming back for her money. But
yeah, but she always comes out like a day too early.
Yeah, really.
Just one day too early.
And we love to listen to her because she's always
tomorrow, isn't it? Yeah.
She's smarter than 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 of y'all on the show.
Right.
We like to call her Billis. Billis, welcome to the show, and how are you sticking?
I'm sticking like the only female on the show today.
You are the only.
I'm the only one.
Watch this. XX chromosome.
Wow.
Did he get it right?
He did.
Can you imagine?
That's 4 weeks in a row.
I know.
Wow. I read it in the thing.
Yeah.
That he got it right.
Yeah. I was surprised. I learned it, okay?
I learned it.
And now, once you get inside my brain.
Yeah.
You can't get out.
Can't get out. Yeah,
yeah,
it's
you can't
true.
Get out.
It's
you have yet to have learned it. Learned, but you did learn AXX.
Yeah.
No, you put ED on the end of words when you're done.
Yeah, learned it.
Yeah, learned it.
Learn and when you add ED, that means learned.
No, when it's done, when you've already learned it, learned it.
It's like go ahead.
I know, and Spike is living proof that the mind truly is a terrible thing.
Yeah.
To waste it.
They call me Mr. Tibbs.
But if you don't, so if you ate something, you already ate it, right?
Ate it.
Yes, he ate it.
No, you ate it. You done ate?
Oh, yeah.
Y'all done ate?
You done ate yet? Yeah.
All right, well.
I just got back from North Carolina, so forget
it. Oh, okay. Well, if you guys out there listening and staying with us, please do, because it only gets better.
Worse.
Better than it.
Better than it.
It gets better than it. So, worse. But we are here. Let's get this over with.
Yeah.
But three things, ladies and gentlemen. We're here for three things.
The present and the future.
Oh, wait. Wait, we're actually getting up and dancing?
Yeah.
Wait, I've never seen this before. Wait, I have.
All right. So
I missed it.
Yeah.
Too late.
What happened, ladies and gentlemen? We have to get
never
here.
Never happened before.
We have to do this to, you know, because there's the three reasons we're here. Don't do it again, but I'm just saying to let everybody know why we are here.
The past did, the present did, and the future did.
The future did. Exactly. All right, so do some more housekeeping and programming. Right. Now, let's talk about our sponsors.
Oh. The Spike and the Mike Show is brought to you by the Game Day Metric Tour. The Game Day Metric Tour is a charity bicycling tour featuring two courses through scenic landscapes. And by Kansas City Online Radio, bringing you cool blues and entertaining talk 7 days a week at kconlineradio.com. And by RadioSt.Pete.com, local internet radio from St. Petersburg, Florida. Today's hits and yesterday's favorites, 24 hours a day, StPeteRadio.com.
Welcome to Hooters! Politically incorrect since 1983.
The official home of race fans.
Speaking of the official home of race fans.
Race fans.
Oh, race fans.
Right.
You guys know what happened Sunday, I guess it was?
Yes.
I don't.
Elliot came in fourth.
Came in the top four. And and we get free pickles
free
for that.
Pickles free pickles on
Canada. Free fried pickles.
Free fried pickles.
But so.
And actually, all of you out there in the universe, if you happen to be at a Hooters, you can say, hey, where are my free fried pickles?
Exactly. Yeah.
And this only happens on a Monday.
You just say it like that? Free fried,
pickles. Yeah. Well. You know,
three.
Oh, you got the hiccups. Yeah, you got to make sure you got the hiccups. All right.
Well, some of us have COPD, and we. Yeah.
Y'all got okay. All right.
And we
gotta
talk that way. Yeah.
All right. So, we got all the housekeeping out of the way, right?
I think so. And it's we haven't even
reached the 10 minutes yet.
We getting good.
Oh, we're good.
We getting good.
Let me ask you real quick.
Go ahead.
Why do you have? Why do you not have your clock up?
I forgot to warn him on that.
No, actually, I had your clock up.
Oh, you did?
They're saying clock, people. They're saying clock.
Clock.
All right. Well, since this is the award-deserving show, I think we should go ahead and do something special for you. You know what day it is?
Yeah, what day is it?
This is happy birthday day. Yeah.
To you.
Happy birthday to you.
We're singing to PW,
happy
by the way.
Happy birthday, dear PW and guest. Yeah.
All right. This present, this surprise goes to PW and the Gas Man. Yay!
All right, but why did you have my wife here? I mean, look at all these girls. You know.
All right, so we're here. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you, beautiful Hooters. We are here celebrating PW's 5,000th birthday and also the Gas Man. Both of y'all birthdays were around this time of the year.
Yesterday. Your birthday was the next day. Almost
yesterday.
The next day, yeah.
We're celebrating both of y'all's.
Oh.
Both with a fourth.
It's not just for you, Dad, so don't get all embarrassed, okay?
Oh,
yes.
All right, good.
All right.
I thought they just finally got smart and threw an age-appropriate Hooters girl at this group. About time.
That's why she wanted to wear those
shorts. All right, hold on a second. We have the fans talking about something.
You going to sing?
Oh, we go ahead.
Can't hear none of this.
Yeah. Stick.
Unfortunately, that can be heard.
Yes.
I wonder. I don't
Thank
know.
Thank you. All right, ladies and gentlemen, all over the world and the internet, you have just witnessed the best sounding thing that happened in this world.
I think next time they should probably get a horn that sounds like a motorcycle speeding by. We'll hear that.
Yeah, we do hear that.
They bring Carrabba's too?
Oh, yeah, really?
No, just a Carrabba's.
Just a Carrabba's band. All right, so now listen. What we did is we planned this little secret to little surprise party for you and the Gas Man. Because, you know, you guys are getting old.
Oh, yes.
You guys are getting old. All right, so if we're going to do the birthday challenge, and I'm going to be off by
you
one.
You realize he's the oldest grandfather with abs.
Oh, yes. All right, so but before you do anything, we're going to go around the room now. We're going to do the birthday challenge. Give me the birthday music.
Uh-oh.
And I am the rest of the illegal riffraff and ship containers, you guys have to guess the Gas Man and PW's birthday.
Oh.
Not the birthday, your age.
Age, yeah.
I am going to go with.
But I know one of them.
Well, then you can't participate in that.
Yeah, you'll probably get it right then.
Yeah, okay. You should get it right.
Or you could go first.
Yeah.
And ruin it
and then
for
we
everybody.
Would answer afterwards.
Ruin it for everybody.
All right, so I think that the Gas... Oh, also, I'm going to be off by one, so you tell me whether I'm higher or lower, okay? So I'm going to go around the room, peanut gallery. The Gas Man, I'm thinking he is 51. And I'll start off with you, Billis.
Oh, me. You weren't looking at me when you said that.
I was just called a no-look pass.
Lower.
You go with lower.
Sure.
All right, and then voice of reason?
Oh, it's got to be much lower than that.
All right, and then
I'm going to say higher just to be different.
He's not blinded by the abs.
Right.
And Bill Smuts, is he 51? Is he not 51?
Is he 52 or 50 is basically what you're asking. He is older.
Yeah, I got it
definitely
wrong.
Older.
Definitely older.
Well, I know that I'm just the youngest one here. So
hey.
And if maybe.
Oh.
All right.
Yeah.
Hey.
You're right.
All right.
Every week group.
PW, you gonna abstain from the thing? Do you know?
I'm gonna go with he's higher.
He's higher. All right, Gas Man, you want to reveal your birthday? I mean, your age?
I'm 52 years old.
Oh, well, then that goes with Dr. Captain Clark and the Bill Smuts.
And me.
PWs. All right. All right, so let's do the second birthday. Patti LaBelle.
This is going to be easy. Yes. She is older than me.
Patti LaBelle, I'm going to say she is 74. Is it higher or lower? Gas Man.
Lower.
Higher.
Voice of reason?
Lower.
Oh, we're actually doing Patti LaBelle.
And PWs?
Oh. She is.
Yeah, this is a short thing in
Patti
this thing.
LaBelle.
This little red thing here is short now.
Yeah, I'm going to say higher.
You saying higher? All right, then. Got the Captain Clark?
Lower.
And PWs.
I said higher.
Oh, you did? Hey, PW, this little short thing is happening again.
No, that's...
I lost on the right side.
Yeah.
Has everyone lost the right side?
Yeah,
I think I'm having a stroke.
I don't know. I think I still got both.
Nope. So...
Now I have the left side.
We're just one ear. But, you know, we can fight through the pain.
Nothing.
I still have
nothing.
Both.
Oh, that's
it's,
the one, though.
It's this red one here. There
no,
we go.
No, it's the green one.
No, it's this red one.
It's the green one. All right. He's shaking it, and it's working.
Watch this.
It's not working anymore.
Yeah, now
this
it's working.
Fascinating radio, by the way.
Yeah, it always is. All right. So, no. Patti LaBelle is 75. We got one ear, but we'll just have to fight through it. All right, so now the next birthday, I'm guessing, is PW. I'm going to say he's 83. Is that higher or lower? All right, we'll start off with you.
Don't forget to ask me.
Yeah, I'm starting off with you, Dr. Captain Clark.
Lower.
Lower? And now Gas Man?
You.
Lower.
Here we go. We'll get it right. The Voice of Reason.
Lower.
Didn't even hear that at all.
You didn't hear it? And then?
Lower.
And then we have, Smots?
It's not the red one. It's the green one.
Well, earlier today when we had problems, it was the red one. All right? And then, I can't ask you.
Yeah, ask me.
Okay, I'm going to.
I have a pretty good idea.
You can ask me.
Oh, Billy? No, you out. You can't do it.
I abstained.
You abstained with it. All right?
I'm not abstaining.
All right, then PWs? Higher or lower?
Ooh, I think you got it right on the money.
All right, well, I'm going to guess higher. It was there. It's not there anymore. All right, so let's just go ahead and... Does everybody have one ear, right?
One ear.
Well, then we'll just have to fight through it.
I still have two.
Oh, that's good.
Good for you.
I'm not Vincent Van Gogh.
La-ti-da-ti-da. All right, PW.
Yes.
How old are you?
I am 71.
Oh, I was wrong.
He had to think it.
I was wrong.
He had to think it. He had to do the math.
I had to do it because for a couple of days I've been saying one too many.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right. Well, happy birthday to PW.
Thank you.
And the Gas Man.
Thank you very much.
Right. I'm hoping you guys were surprised and not appalled, but give me another word to go outside.
No, appalled is fine. Oh. I'm appalled at being 71.
Yeah, but
that's hideous.
You made it. If you was tall, you'd probably be in prison somewhere.
Oh, I would.
You know. All right. So now let's go ahead and do topic changing music.
Oh.
You know that couch was so comfy. I can easily be there right now. But instead, I'm on the Spike on the Mic show tonight.
And it's one of the best shows it's going to be. All right. PWs?
Yes.
I like to call this topic here.
Yes.
Ticketmaster would be proud.
Ticketmaster would be proud.
All right. Pastor Tito Watts, he's a clergyman and his wife in Zimbabwe.
He is a clergyman and his wife.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Okay, Tito Watts is a clergyman and his wife. You going to read this? Yes, you are.
I'm not reading it. I'm actually just staring at the Macho Man.
Oh, all right. Well, anyway, they are getting...
Oh, yeah. Dig it.
They got arrested in their parishioner in the church for selling what? And I ask you, Gas Man, if you know the story, abstain.
They were selling Slim Jims.
All right, Billis?
Tickets to Heaven.
Oh, there you go. You seen the story?
No, because you called it Ticketmaster.
Oh.
I figured it out because I got a head for thinking.
All right, well, then, Gas, Voice of Reason?
Bibles.
Way to go. And Couch Man?
It's going to be Tickets to Heaven based on your title and your reaction to Billy's answer. Pretty sure.
Oh, you guys are smart. All right, then, Smots?
Well, not only was I not reading, I wasn't listening either, so I really don't know.
All right. BWs?
Slop jar.
No, that's not it.
Oh, okay.
Billy gets a ding. It's right.
Ding.
These guys.
Ding.
Billy and the voice and the gas. No, I can't. Okay, slow down. Dr. Captain Clark. You're right. This guy here.
My first show.
They were selling tickets to heaven for $500 to everybody in his church.
That's a pretty good deal.
Now, he was selling these were gold tickets that he claimed that if you buy one, you reserve your spot in heaven. Now, Question to the illegal riffraff.
Well, why would a clergyman lie? So,
well, how much are they?
Normally, yeah, maybe he was. What's it? Not scalping. What's it called when you price gouging?
Yeah.
Now, my question to the legal riffraff in the shipping containers.
What's their face value?
Yeah. And the lovely, talented Billy. Why do you think he was arrested? Do you think he should have been arrested? Because this man had his own church, his own parishioners, or whatever the thing his church is called. He should be able to do that, right?
Well, yeah. He probably killed someone after he won the golden ticket and said, hey, he's in heaven.
Okay.
Like as a demonstration?
Yeah, like, all right, hey, you got your ticket, and guess what? The next day, dead, gone.
That didn't work like that. All right, Dr. Captain Clark?
Scalping maybe is illegal there. And
in
I don't
Zimbabwe?
Know what the face, in the, I don't know what the face value of the tickets are, but if you sold them for above a certain percentage above the face value, could be guilty of scalping.
Yeah. Heaven is normally worth $350.
Oh, so that's another 15% higher.
Do you think God actually pressed charges, right? Because he says you don't have the right to sell the tickets.
Exactly.
It's my venue.
It's my deal. Yeah.
But if he's reselling tickets, though, like StubHub, you know, that might be.
Yeah, did it come with the commemorative T-shirt?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. You know that doesn't work, or didn't work.
What doesn't work?
Before scalping was legal in Florida, people used to say, oh, you can sell the tickets at face value, and then you include a little special gift item.
A commemorative pen.
Right. Yeah, I was told that wouldn't fly in court.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. Voice of reason, what is your little reasoning
commemorative
for why
socks.
This guy is arrested? I don't have an answer.
I think they got him for the same thing they got Capone on.
Tax evasion.
Probably didn't pay his taxes.
See, this is why he's
Zimbabwe
here.
Taxes.
This is exactly why he's here. He knows that. How things are handling, but in the story they did not say why the guy was arrested.
Then why are you asking us?
We can only speculate.
Because I want to know. Because I'm thinking, if you're a member of a church, you should be able to do whatever you want to do, right? You should be able to sell, like cookies, wine.
I don't think you should be able to do whatever you want to do. Just
did you ask the gas man at all?
Yeah, but can
There's
you still get out of hell free
I know,
cards?
I know he's enjoying his birthday cake.
Can you really sell get out of hell free cards?
And there's people that criticize
hell,
the Catholic Church who say
heaven,
that you shouldn't be able
get
to do
out of hell free
you
card.
Do.
You can do whatever you want. You have a ticket to heaven.
You're absolutely right, because these tickets here reserve you a spot in heaven.
Correct.
Wow.
So you can do what you want to do without having to go. Yeah.
That seems morally ambiguous.
That's great.
You think?
A little bit.
I think the word for that is.
Well, got my ticket. Guess I'll go start murdering folks.
Because I got the golden ticket.
All those people that wronged me.
And just bystanders at that point. If it's free, you might as well just start killing everybody.
Yeah.
Well, you guys would be happy to know that the parishioners at the church are picketing. They want to say free Dr. Watts, Clergyman Watts, and his wife. Let them go.
Yeah.
Because they think it's okay for him to do that.
Because
they probably bought the tickets.
Yeah.
Sure.
They have a vested interest.
All right. And then let's go ahead.
You know what's fun to say? Zimbabwe is a very fun
word.
Isn't
that a cool
word? A fun country name.
It is cool. Except for don't go there and buy tickets to
heaven. Zimbabwe.
And zippity-doo-dah. I like that, too.
Zippity-bombwe.
Is it because of the Zim, or is it because that, you don't say Bob. I was going to say, Bob's in a name. Yeah.
But you know what's funny?
United Stay Bob would be.
Yeah. Oh, that'd be hilarious.
Yeah.
But there is no Bob. There is no Bob in Bobway. It's B-A-B. E-way.
It's pronounced Bob.
Bobway. It's still pronounced Bobway. Yeah.
Don't tell the people how to pronounce their country's name.
If Bob's listening to the show today.
Bob. I know,
yeah.
So you think it's fun to say his name?
Bob.
Alibaba.
Oh, I love Bob.
All right, well then, we already ran that horse to the death.
Yeah.
Let's go ahead, because I know Dr. Captain Clark is dying to get back on that couch.
All right, here we go.
You know, it's a holiday today. Nobody would have been upset if we didn't do the show and just enjoyed our steak dinners, but here we are on the Spike and the Mike Show.
Speaking of the holiday, listen, we need to go ahead and give homage to Memorial Day people, right?
Yeah.
All right,
The people in charge of Memorial Day.
Yeah, so hold on a second. We celebrate the people who fought for us, right?
Yeah, hell yeah.
We don't
people
celebrate
who
it.
Died for us, actually.
We
more
observe
specifically.
It.
Okay, what's the other holiday when we celebrate
then
people?
You said,
Labor
then
Day?
You said, that's
Veterans Day. Veterans Day.
That,
Veterans
all right, everybody Veterans. Talking. Everybody talking at one time. I don't know who y'all talking.
Okay.
All right, what day we celebrate the people who was in service?
Veterans Day.
Okay, what day is it called Labor Day?
That's workers.
Labor workers.
That's
workers.
Nothing to do with the military.
Yeah, that's just workers. Yeah.
Okay, so we celebrate Veterans Day for the people that are veterans.
Served.
Right.
And Memorial Day for the people who died.
Correct.
Correct.
All right, there you go. Well, I was going to say.
And we don't really celebrate as much as we observe it.
Yes.
Correct.
Okay, I was going to observe it.
We make a note of it.
But yeah. I'm not going to observe
we
you.
We give
well,
thanks.
You didn't observe it anyway because you decided to work today.
To have a show instead of observing it.
This ain't, No. This is our observance.
Yeah. Mm. This ain't Martin Luther King.
You know, I could have observed a lot from my position on that couch.
I have a dream today.
Seriously.
Oh, that's February.
That's the day you really observe.
January, actually.
Oh, that's true. Yeah,
he's got the whole month, though.
Right, yeah. And then that's warm up. That's the preamble to the
month. That's the pre-party.
Mm. Yeah, yeah.
All right, Toppy, change the music.
Oh,
that wasn't the Toppy.
And the couch, the steak was delicious. Everything was wonderful. But the Spike and the Mike show.
You say but?
But yeah, he had to come here.
Oh, okay,
he's including the pork butt.
Yeah.
I like to call this topic here. Put your judgy pants on.
Put your judgy pants on.
All right, now, question to the legal roof wrap in the ship containers and the lovely and talented Billy. You guys know about this new tax law about you can't text and drive?
That's a tax law?
Did I say that?
Yeah.
Yeah, you did.
Tax law.
You said this new tax law.
This new law.
Traffic law.
Traffic law that you can't text and drive.
Yes, I've heard of that.
I don't think that's new.
Huh?
Well, I don't think that's new.
No, it's kind of new.
Yeah, they just passed it, right?
Somewhere.
It hasn't been passed yet.
Yeah.
It's different than what's already on the books?
Kind of.
Okay, well, explain.
Why do they need another one? I thought we could have sworn we already had a law.
Well, as it is now, if you can't be stopped for texting and driving, you can be stopped for something else inside of a text.
Oh.
Now they're trying to get it where you can be stopped for texting.
So they've expanded the scope.
I'm okay with that.
Right.
Yeah.
Is that what you're going to ask?
I'm glad you're okay with that. How do you feel about this? There was a driver going through the McDonald's drive-thru.
Okay.
And while this person was at the drive-through at McDonald's, they stopped and started observing their phone.
Okay.
Texting or playing on their phone. A Deputy 5 saw this and went up there and gave them a...
Why'd you say Deputy 5? Huh? You know, you're already judging, aren't you?
Okay.
Yeah, that wasn't his real name.
A patrol officer looking to be patrolman of the month.
Oh,
went up to this guy and said, new text laws that you can't be texting driving. The drive-through is just as the same as driving.
It's not really.
No, I agree with that. I think it is. What if behind the wheel of a motor vehicle with the car in here?
He said they were stopped.
A moving vehicle.
I didn't say
what if
it's
he threw
moving
it in park?
And they're texting, maybe I would have an issue with that. But if it's stopped, I don't really care.
You can legally text if you're at a stoplight. If your car's not moving, you can use your phone.
There you go.
And it can't get you.
Well, they actually got him because he was at the drive-thru and Deputy Employee of the Month went up to him and said,
what state?
You
know, if he texted and took his foot off the brake and was moving.
And if he hits my car, I'm going to want some kind of legal action.
Yeah. He's potentially...
Why did he hit your car? Because he was texting.
He's not paying attention to what's in front of him. He's looking at his phone. So if he's moving and texting,
then... you concur with Deputy.
Yeah.
Well, if he was moving. If he was just sitting there waiting and not moving, then I wouldn't.
Listen, it's a parking lot. You could have pulled into a parking spot and checked all the text messages you wanted.
The officer said... Parking lots are just like drive-thrus.
So, I don't know what the hell he's talking about.
Yeah, he doesn't. So,
what state?
Yeah, I don't know. It was in British Columbia.
Okay.
Oh, it's in Canada. Yeah. Not even in this country.
Oh, they don't even have laws.
Different laws,
eh? In this country.
They have different laws, eh?
Every country and state has different laws.
That's
and it is very strict, actually, in Canada. I have a friend who lives up there. He said, yes, you can't even look at a phone if you're sitting in the driver's seat.
Eh?
All right, so the question is, do you guys, I know you think, I don't know if it's a law, do you guys agree with this?
If it's a law.
So if it's a law, we okay?
Well, if it's a law, then he shouldn't be doing it.
Well, what I think is funny about it, he was in the drive-thru at a restaurant.
Right.
So odds are he was probably going to get a meal that he was going to eat while driving.
Right, which is perfectly.
Which probably is harder than actually looking at text messages. Yeah. He was trying to eat a Big Mac and not make a mess. So
they are hard to eat.
What's
when you're
the law
driving.
On that? Doesn't it fall? Does it all fall under distracted driving? Or
that's funny you say that. McDonald's decided to play on the fence.
Uh-oh.
McDonald's response to this was, we do not encourage the use of our apps while driving operating a vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
It's the driver's responsibility.
Was the McDonald's app being used?
Yes.
Oh.
It is the responsibility of the operator to
pay for his food.
Yeah, because you know what? There's coupons you can get only through the app that you can't get otherwise. Yeah. So you have to access your phone in order to get the discount at the drive-thru.
McDonald's suggested
at the drive-thru and like handing them his phone to pay for his food. Come on.
You know how they scan the coupon.
You know they have a window front and a window getting food.
I've paid at a Starbucks drive-thru, paid like by putting my phone up at the scanner thing.
Right.
And that's so.
That's illegal in Canada.
And you actually wanted a Big Mac. That was terrible.
Yeah. Yeah.
McDonald's also played defense by saying
it was a quarter pounder.
Drivers should switch off their vehicles, pull up the handbrake before using their mobile device.
Oh. Handbrake is...
Wait, turn the vehicle off?
That's what the McDonald's...
So they start and restart their vehicle every time they move up one car length in the drive-thru
lane?
So
can you imagine if the drive-thru is murder enough?
Right.
Can you imagine going through the drive-thru every time you stop?
But what about these new cars that actually have the automatic shut-off? So, like, when you come up to a stop, the engine stops, and when you take your foot off the brake, it starts. What happens then? I mean, if the car is actually dead...
Yeah.
At that point,
my parents drive one of those.
I don't have one of those.
I don't either.
I have a car like that.
The hybrid does that.
When
you're just sitting doing nothing, it turns off.
Yeah.
It does?
Yes.
It does.
Well, you can
become silent.
Well, then you can go to Canada's drive through and order for all of us. You can go to
McDonald's. Oh, yeah, that's an idea.
You can get Canadian Big Macs.
Go rent a car. Nowadays, in any of the
just
last
send
three
me
years.
Out.
Oh, if you go to British Columbia, can you take me? I hear it's really pretty there.
All right. Which of you wants extra bacon?
Oh, extra bacon comes natural on a Canadian bacon.
I do.
What is Canadian bacon called in Canada?
Bacon.
Yeah.
No.
Ham.
It's probably called Canadian bacon.
No, it's just bacon.
No. It's like, what is a tree called in Canada?
It's a female bacon. P-E-M-A-L-E. Female bacon.
Just because you spelt it don't mean I know what you say.
Well, it's not female, because that's what you were going to say. You were going to say, female bacon? No. It's a female bacon.
It's a female bacon.
Speaking of technology, look how you get on your boarding pass.
Oh, yeah, I do that.
Oh, yeah.
I totally
That's
do
how
that.
You get on a plane.
Mm-hmm. I do
that. Oh, wow.
Never seen that
before. Oh, I do that
put
all the
time.
Put
it on your thing. Mm-hmm.
That is insane.
Southwest, I don't do that. I got
Southwest baby there also.
Yeah. Steve is lost.
And confused.
Flip phone doesn't do the McDonald's.
No. Steve put his flip phone down. They're going, sorry.
My mom refuses to do that, by the way.
Oh.
She has to have
by the way,
to print the paper.
By the way, I'm on a plane right now. Yeah.
All right, then. All right, well, then, let's go ahead and change this topic.
Memorial Day only comes once a year. Mike and Mike Show.
Yay.
Well, then you'll be happy to know that this next topic is for grown folks.
Oh, for grown
good,
folks.
I like that.
This is for the grown
folks. That's
the only
title?
Me. That's only me.
Only me. I like to call this next topic here to quote the Joker in Batman.
To quote the Joker in Batman.
This town needs the Inkerman.
Inkerman?
Yeah.
Oh, that was part of the title, PW. You have to do the whole thing.
Yeah, the whole thing. To quote the Joker in Batman.
Okay.
This town needs the Inkerman.
To quote the Joker in Batman. This town needs to Inkerman.
Right.
Except that's not a quote from Batman, though.
I know.
What it is. Remember the Joker?
It is now. It is now.
What did he say?
He said this town needs an enema.
Inkerman.
This town needs an enema.
Inker.
Yeah, anchor.
Make more sense?
All right.
No.
Imagine two very friendly people on a squeaky bed. Anchor.
Now, does it make sense?
That's my dad, folks. That's my dad telling his daughter what anchor means.
You just found out the birds and the bees don't even live in the trees. All right, so the mayor of Monterio.
That's beautiful in summertime.
It's a small village in Paris.
Yep. It's a small village in the country of Paris.
Yes.
He is
Monterio.
In France. Paris, in France.
I thought it was in French.
Is it maybe Montreux?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
What did I say?
Monterio.
Ontario.
Yeah.
Well, I got an accent.
Montreux is very similar. Yeah.
Is anyway,
isn't Ontario a province in Canada? Isn't that where Toronto is?
No, that's where you can't, drive.
That's if Montreal and Toronto had a baby, it'd be Ontario.
Ontario.
Yeah.
Not to be confused with Ontario, Canada.
Right.
I tell you, man, okay, it's hard to keep this train on the track. This is why we don't win awards.
So, small village in Paris.
Yeah, right, in France.
But we deserve it.
Yeah, Paris. Oumez-vous un coin?
You got some quail?
Oumez-vous un coin?
I don't know about all that. So anyway, this
have a pencil.
This mayor, he is trying to desperately boost his community population.
Okay. And the N-word for
right
the
now,
best pronunciation of Montero is Spike on the Mic Show. Congratulations.
Mayor John messes up.
John messes up. Who wouldn't vote for somebody named Messes Up?
Yeah.
His name is Gene Bunze.
Bunze.
It don't make no difference what the guy's name
vote
is.
Vote for John Messes Up. You know what you're going to get.
The mayor of...
Right. It doesn't matter what your name is. I listen to the Spook on the Mic Show all the time.
I have to figure out... I have to figure out what it is. I want to figure out what it is
Spike
to
hard
about
spook.
So I can look it up and pronounce everything that he's saying
correctly.
I listen
to the Spike on the Mic Show. Spake on the Mic Show.
We heard you. I was thinking
with a U.
We
but hey, that's
you.
All right.
Hey, PW, so can we?
I actually embarrassed myself.
Mike, can you hear me?
Yes.
What is this, marijuana?
Okay, there you go.
He's trying to
get Arnold Schwarzenegger?
All right, so now we lost all sound, but okay. This mayor in Paris, he decided he wanted to build up.
I thought he asked me to shut everyone's mic off. Yeah.
Build up his community. The community only has 650 people. And he quotes as saying something to the fact that a village without children is a village that dies.
Well, so, that's pretty much true.
So he has...
It's very dramatic.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. So he's trying to pass this decree, to give out free Viagra to all the couples between 18 and 40.
Nice. And 40?
Yeah.
Why not 83? Yeah.
They can't have kids.
Yeah.
He's trying to promote kids.
He's trying to reproduce.
He's not trying to promote recreational good times.
Yeah, really.
He's trying to boost the population.
Yeah.
Yeah, what about people in their 80s like Gas Man?
Allegedly.
He says he's trying to offer these enticing pills to strangers, hoping that they will move to his village and to... current citizens
for
of this village.
Viagra.
And hoping
so
that
free Viagra.
So that you will move to this village or that you will get together.
Has he banned condoms?
Which means they bought Viagra to give away.
Yes.
So the taxpayers bought Viagra.
Right.
In this village. All right, I'm just trying to follow the lead.
I think he just gave Pfizer, like, tax-free.
Pfizer? What did you do with glasses?
No. You don't understand. The drugs are way cheaper in Europe. They only sell the expensive pills here.
But that's why you just come there. It's just like, hey, we're going to give you no problem taxes. We're just going to drop a truck off by one.
There you go.
So, now, if you were living in that city, are you for or against it? So, would you say vote against this mayor, Jean, the rest of his last name? Or would you be mad at him? Or would you say this is a good idea? Because your city... it only has 650 people, and you don't want the city to die. And I'll start off with the reason we're here, because he's going to make this
interesting.
True. Voice of reason.
I really don't know. Let me think.
What was you doing the whole while we were talking?
Yeah, you were sitting here the whole time.
Old people in this village. I'm just going to rehash this.
All right.
We have 650 old people.
We don't know that they're old.
Very few children.
Right.
So they want to have more children, so he's promoting.
It's to lure people to move there.
Yes.
Lure people to move there.
I think if he lowered taxes for couples that had children or maybe free food for the kids,
Spike,
they would get more kids
that
way.
Some headphones for Roz?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, does
nobody can hear that.
Go ahead.
keep talking.
Yeah, pull them out of there. So, voice of reason.
I don't think that's what they really need.
But if there's already kids there, then why do they need to give them the pills if they're trying to promote other people to do it?
Well, I'm just assuming they're using birth control, so the pills aren't going to help any.
Oh, okay. All right. No, that's not it. All right, then, Gas Man?
If it's going to keep this town alive, then sure, why not?
There you go. And then the lovely and talented Billis.
Like me, she wasn't listening.
No, no, I was listening. I don't. I mean, does Viagra make babies? Viagra just makes boners. I don't understand.
And that's how you make babies.
Yeah, but you know, that's
it's very helpful, the boners.
Right, the boners are important, but then the women have to agree to it too.
So. Oh,
did your parents not explain that to you?
Yeah.
Oh no, no, no! You don't understand. I'm an accident.
You're not an accident. You're oops. No, you're an oops.
I'm an accident.
Oops.
You are an oops. Product of the withdrawal method of birth control. Oh, they weren't listening. That's good. Yeah. That's good. They weren't listening.
All right, PWs?
Yes.
You okay with John Benzunzi?
John Benzunzi? Yeah, yes, absolutely. Yeah.
Because you want the village to live and survive,
live
right?
and survive, yeah. Right. We need Viagra.
Bill Smuts?
Well, I mean, as they, to quote a former president here, erections have consequences. Oh, elections have consequences.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
I think
but,
yeah,
but elections have consequences.
Yeah, okay. You're absolutely right. All right, then have I asked everybody because I'm so confused.
You didn't ask my mom. Does she have?
She has no mic.
She just listening.
No, she's just a studio audience right now.
She almost has the mic. Yeah.
She's studio audience.
She almost has a mic.
All right, I am going to go out and say that I promote this. I'm glad with this because a village without children is a village that dies. Could be dramatic, but I'm saying you need to have children. People in your village in order is going to shrink up and die.
But, as far as slogans go, I much prefer Billy's boners are important.
Boners,
to
but boners don't necessarily
die.
Equal children. Boners
yeah,
just equal sex or a lot of masturbation.
You might not know this. Oops, baby.
I know that sex leads to babies, but
insert ta-da.
But they're having sex already.
No, they're
not. You don't have. Yeah,
that's why
not without a boner.
No, they're all having sex already.
Really?
They're all having sex.
All right, well then let's go to our studio audience over here.
Yeah.
The lovely and talented Roz. I don't know if you heard the story.
It's my mom.
The mayor of this French town is giving out free boner pills in order to people
Viagra.
To bone to populate the city.
Okay.
What do you think about that? You for or against it?
So the men in the city have a serious problem if they need boner pills.
Yes.
What's going on? What's in the water? The water's contaminated. That's what it is.
It's got
anti-boner chemicals in it. That's why he needs to distribute the pills.
You ever heard of saltpeter?
Yeah. There we go.
I think that's
there
what they do.
There we go.
Billy, when's the last time you heard your mom say boner on the podcast?
Okay. On the podcast?
On
never.
Anything, yeah.
Never,
anything.
Ever.
How about in person?
Actual in person? She gets really,
I saw the uncomfortable look right there.
She gets really excited when she watches Game of Thrones. She really likes the sex scenes in Game of Thrones.
Oh, yeah. Are you talking about moi?
Yeah, I'm not embarrassed by
my I saw the look like it was like, oh my God, my mom just said boner.
No, it was more of an eye roll, not an embarrassment, just an eye roll like, oh God, there she goes again.
Yeah.
So
mom and her boners.
And I have another question. Are the women in the village enjoying the boners? Are they having fun?
Are they accepting the boners?
That's not important.
Is it a good time for them? If it's not a good time, then forget it.
Yeah, because, I mean, I've watched the neighborhood cats, you know, and they go at it for like 10 seconds, and next thing I know, the cat's pregnant. I mean, so really, it doesn't need to have...
Cats don't understand birth control or recreational sex. I'm
well,
sorry.
That's for the humanist.
No, Schmatz just described how you appeared.
She is an oops, baby.
It was about 10 minutes.
That's uncomfortable.
No,
about 10
minutes. But it's true. It's
10
totally
seconds.
True.
It was 10 seconds.
Totally true. Yeah. 10 seconds. Oops.
Yeah.
Or actually, they could take a cue from the bunny population. You know, populate like bunnies.
Yes.
You know?
There you go.
There we go. Like, but really, the women need to have fun. And I think it's a health crisis. The water's contaminated.
The water?
Yeah. Because they're causing a lack of boners, obviously, if
you
he
just
has
want
to
say boner,
boner pills.
She likes it.
Yeah. I'm thinking you and the voice of reason may be onto something. He thinks that the guys are too old. That's why they need the pills. And you thinking there's some bad water.
Yeah, bad water.
So old people and bad water goes together. That's why people always buy bottled water.
How about this possibility? It's a village with only 650 people living in it. Maybe the village sucks. Oh.
Oh, in place of boners. Are you saying
maybe it doesn't matter how much sex they're having.
Yeah.
Maybe boners, this place just stinks.
They may not have cable and then like that.
Well,
internet.
Right.
Sucking doesn't produce.
Okay. Yeah.
Somebody, my mom.
Yeah. Somebody else is working blue over here.
I'm leaving now.
But seriously, maybe it's like, oh, not enough people are having sex, having kids. Maybe there's a massive tire fire in the middle of this village.
Or they don't have a drive-in movie.
Yeah. Something. I think this guy's distracting from actual civic problems he should be fixing as the mayor.
Fixing potholes?
Yeah. Maybe he's overcompensating for his lack of something by doing something else.
Thought he was filling a hole, but it wasn't the pothole.
Was it rain? Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah. All right, well, let's go ahead and topic change the music.
Oh, my garage.
We're trying to win an award.
I suppose 4th of July is a possibility, but I don't know what day of the week that falls on. The Spike and Mike Show.
You trying to get a steak in the couch, aren't you?
Always.
Always trying to get a steak in the couch.
Always.
All right. Speaking of another adult topic.
Yeah.
I like to call this topic here.
Great.
Modern day Robin, huh?
Modern day Robin, huh?
Modern day Robin, huh?
You guys, y'all can't understand me. Modern day.
Day. Yeah.
Robin.
Present day.
Huh?
Like today, huh?
Yeah, like today. All right, so okay. this cat here, I'm going to call her a cat. This chick, female, her name is Jane Park.
Oh, yes. Wait, could I apologize before we start another topic?
Yes.
I gave Roz a microphone. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Little too late for that, my friend. Yeah. Right. Little too late for that.
Boner.
Sound just like the other daughter that won't give me some shoes. Just like the daughter won't give me some shoes.
She doesn't work for the shoe company anymore.
That's not the point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Still owes shoes.
I wanted shoes when she worked at it there.
All right.
Okay. Okay. I have an important question.
I don't think it's going to
be. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 men at this table.
Right.
We're not in Canada anymore.
What man has a boner right now?
God. You did apologize, didn't
who
you?
Who has a boner?
Are we supposed to raise our hand?
That would be satisfactory. All boners.
Let me note that Bill Schmatz raised his hand.
Well, he beat me to it.
I didn't have my Viagra today, so I'm out.
He beat me to it. Hey, modern day Robin, huh?
Okay.
All right, this lady named Jane Parks, she won $1.7 million in a lottery.
That's a lot of money.
Yes. I don't know what country, I don't know what city, I don't know what state, Bill Smuts.
Right.
Because that's not important.
Right.
Unless with some sort of law-related thing, then it is important because each state has their own law.
So she won $1.7 million.
Right.
She's a young 23-year-old, and she got bored when she bought cars and houses, and she bought new chesticles.
Chesticles.
Or milk providers.
Yeah, boobies.
Breast implants, all right? So she got bored with that because she's young and so. Yeah,
I would.
She decided.
I've had them for a couple of years
boners,
now.
So if you're playing a 13-year-old boy bingo at home, you're almost close to winning here.
Yeah.
First couple months were okay, right?
Yeah.
But after that.
Yeah, but after that I was bored. Yeah.
What she did was she started getting all these little requests for them. For pervert men to show her breasticles.
Investment?
Bazooms. Yeah.
So she started a little charity thing where she says she sells pictures of those things for $80 a pop.
Nice.
Was that $160 or is that just $80?
I think it's $40 each.
Okay. It's actually 50 pounds. I found the article.
Oh, okay. Oh. Yeah, 50 pounds, 40 pounds. Yeah.
But that in American dollars.
That's something like that.
Yeah.
Is that what they weigh?
Nice work, Doc.
Oh, man.
A piece.
So what she did is she's taking the money and she's donating it to charity.
Oh, that's nice.
Her comment is that I am not hurting for dough.
No.
But I am like a modern-day raunchy Robin Hood.
Yeah.
I'm taking the money that these perverts want and I'm giving it to the poor.
I'm taking from the perverts and I'm giving to the poor. Yeah.
Right.
That's fabulous.
Okay, so what's the question?
So, of course, the question to the illegal riffraff in the ship containers and the lovely and talented Billy and Roz.
Oh, why did
you apologize?
Our,
yeah, really.
I was gonna turn off her mic.
Oh, turn off her mic. Right. How do you guys feel about this? Is this wrong or is this right? And well, let's start out with the X chromosomes. Let's start out with you, Billis.
As the elder,
well, let's start out with apparently this, the Roz.
We'll start out with Roz.
All right, as the elder, is she contributing to the boner fund?
Oh, my damn.
All right, I'm going to turn it off.
No.
I think it's a spike on the boner shooter.
Yeah, really? So how do you feel about it?
Okay, she doesn't need the money. She's donating it to charity to feed the poor.
Right.
Okay.
By flashing her boobs.
I mean, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, when the PW, you saying yeah?
I'm totally yeah. Yeah. It's a good thing.
Gas man?
My question is, do they not have the internet in Europe, in England? Why are you going to pay for a boob pic?
You got
to. Yeah, it's my pet dragonfly.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Why would you pay £50 for a boob pic when you could just pull one up on the internet? Oh. But if they want to give her the money, then why not? Sure.
All right. Smots?
I don't know, but this story's giving me a boner.
Yeah.
All right. Dr. Captain Clark.
I think she should team up with a crappy village in France and get a job with the tourist council there and, you know, drive some more traffic to that shithole village.
Ooh.
All right, then let's just go ahead and make this real. Voice of reason.
Well, if you think about it, feeding is those things are for anyway. Well, I guess that they
just
are
feeding the
feeding
poor.
The poor,
they're
serving
the purpose, yeah. They're really
very good.
For feeding.
Yeah.
So we're all in agreement. We're all in agreement to give this person a thumbs up.
Yeah. Wait, first of all, is she over 18?
Yeah, she's 23.
All right, good. All right, she's fine.
She's 23. But, of course, she's getting all kind of flack from the peanut galleries out there. They're saying that she's, like, promoting... That's French for his
pornography.
Yeah,
instead of a thumbs up, could it be a boner up?
Oh, my damn.
Oh, God.
She's trying to get the turn off.
Can I? No.
She just is looking for a reason to say boner more often the radio. Word.
You understand what a boner is, right?
Yeah.
What's a boner, Spike?
if you know,
come on, stand up.
Well, we are Hooters. Would you prefer the boner wings or the boneless wings?
Oh, you know what I just thought about? I just thought about this. Miss Slater is listening. Mama Slater is listening.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I
Oh, no.
You said
we apologize, Mama. Yeah.
Why don't you listen in? I got a special show for you.
Yeah. This is going to be good. We're going to let Mrs. Fentman in there.
Boobs and boners. Yeah.
Well, this is an adult show, right?
It is?
Everybody over here is over 23.
Yeah.
Some of us are way over
23. We're 23, so.
Yeah, we forgot he's in his 80s. Yeah.
Allegedly.
Well, so Jane Park says, listen, all you perverts out there that's bothering me, I don't need the money, and I don't post full nudes, and I don't need a job. So we all should just say, go ahead and make it happen, and we all good and
we're
happy
thankful
with that.
That she's there for us.
All right, well, then this is the last topic right here.
Thanks, Dane.
All
right, here we go.
Steak, and there was salad. And,
and a comfy couch.
Man.
Netflix.
Oh, back on the mic show.
All right, this topic here, this is for Voice of Reason. It's flip. I mean, it folds, not flips.
It folds, not flips.
Right.
And we're looking at you, Steve.
Yeah.
Okay, it folds and doesn't flip.
Right.
Yeah.
Samsung is coming out with this new phone that they're supposed to release it out to.
With a folding screen.
Yeah, it folds. It looks about the size of a regular phone, but it folds like folds, and it opens up into a bigger phone.
Oh, like almost like an iPad.
Like an iPad.
Yeah.
And the only problem is it costs us a lot of money. Like, what are you going to cost after it already cost? Costuses?
It's more expensive.
Yeah, costuses.
Yeah, but that's a lot of words.
Or costuses.
Costs.
A lot of these companies offer money for trade-ins, though, don't they?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You're going to trade that in?
You'll give them that. Yeah. They'll say, give us $25.
I have a flip phone. How much for that?
But my question is...
We'll throw it in the trash for a quarter.
If Samsung can find, watch this cool term here, use value...
Ooh, gosh, that was so cool, Spike.
Oh,
I'm
man.
So
listen,
impressed.
You getting paid tonight.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You getting paid tonight. Not
ooh,
you, boner.
From what I heard, though, it's breaking. It's not. That's why it's
well,
not out there, too.
They're supposed to release it today, but they were having small issues.
Yeah.
So they're pulling it back off the shelf.
Yeah, because it didn't work.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, but that's just a minor issue.
That's a whole different.
Yeah, that's not, who cares about that part?
It really looks cool on paper. Yeah.
But here, don't. Now, Voice of Reason.
Yeah.
Would you be interested
Would
you be interested in something like this? It folds, but it doesn't flip. And you're supposed to say something to the thing.
Excuse
me. It's still this size, though, so.
It's a little bit large to put and be carrying around.
I put this in my pocket.
Yeah. Yeah, you want to talk into that thing called the microphone?
I'm talking into it very loud.
Oh, snap. Left back at you?
Really? Y'all say wow. It sucks up to me?
Oh.
This one works fine. It, it does everything I need it to. And more.
So you wouldn't be interested in the new Samsung fold phone?
What?
The Rays they played earlier. Can you tell me what the score was on your phone? Just let me know.
The who's?
The Rays.
Yeah.
What was the score? The final score today.
Are you talking about the Devil Rays?
Yes.
Yeah, Devil Rays. Your phone still says Devil Rays?
No, it says future Tampa Bay baseball team.
It probably says San Francisco 49ers.
All right.
Not 49ers.
I'm sure the score. Giants.
Expansion team.
Giants.
Future expansion team.
I'm sure the fans of whoever that liked the team.
Seattle. It was supposed to be Seattle that was coming here.
Either the they were happy or the Rays fans were happy.
You're right. It was actually Seattle, the Giants, the White Sox, the Twins. There was like five.
Just name them all. All right. Yeah. Okay, listen.
Yeah.
In the interest of time, because the show was so award-winning, and you know when you're having fun, Dr. Calvin Clark, it flies.
Oh, it
does. Is that true?
Yeah.
Fly away.
Like was your steak-eating episode fast or slow?
It was fast. It was really fast.
You know, it blew by. Why? Because you were having fun.
Well, that and I had to stop in the middle of it and come here.
Oh, man.
So that helped cut down how long
it lasted. Like 4 minutes from going back.
What were you watching on
Netflix? You're right. I thought it was 9:30.
First episode of Arrested Development.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, nice.
It seems like
that's
it.
That's fun. All right. It's a good show.
Okay, raise your hand if you decide you're going to buy this flip phone.
No.
Folding phone.
No.
No.
Could
none of the phones?
Right.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Could I take a better picture of a boner?
Get that in. Listen,
I knew it.
You need to save this.
I knew it.
So let's do this. Let's go around.
I don't think necessarily it would be necessary to have the bigger screen.
Yeah.
You have to have the bigger.
Spike's case, yes.
You guys know I'm tall, right?
Yeah.
You know, you heard the myth.
Oh, I know the myth. I know it's a myth.
I don't make it up. I just live it, okay? My mom's listening.
Oh, yes.
That's your fault.
Uh-oh. Yeah, and she's seen the... Wait a minute.
Wow.
Damn. Oh, that's, okay, that came out wrong.
That came out how y'all wrong. Get down in Lake City?
Really? At that stage? She's seen it? What was that stage, Roz?
What
was the stage that his mom's maybe seen it?
A boner.
Boner?
Yeah, that's it.
No. Yeah, that was the confusing thing, I thought.
Yeah. Hi, Mom.
A chicken bone.
Man.
Yo.
That's my mom.
This has been an award-deserving show. I loved it. You know why? Because time flew. So we got to go around the room and ask.
Oh, yeah.
What stuck with you? And so what I'm going to do, I have to ask... Bill Smots, what stuck with you tonight? Listen, you can't use what you know Roz is going to use.
Yeah.
Well, I realize that, but I think everyone's probably going to use it because there's probably one thing that really truly stuck to him. Yeah. And it's boner.
Yeah.
I mean, it's boner. I mean, I can't.
What is it?
Boner. Oh, I mean, you think of anything else? All I heard was boner.
Did I tell y'all that my mom's the woman that gave me births?
Yeah. Well, she knows what a boner is then.
Wow.
At least one.
Oh, man.
And as soon as she get out of jail, we're going to be friends, okay? God. Voice of Reason. Not Voice of Reason. Dr. Captain Clark, what stuck with you tonight?
Time lost is time you can't get back.
Excellent.
Well, listen, they have this thing called a microwave.
No.
You can warm up that steak that you didn't eat.
Just relax. He didn't say boner.
No,
I think you're missing the point of the whole steak dinner. But
what?
I'll
salad?
Defer. I'll abdicate the rest of my time to whoever's next.
All right.
Ooh, just like somebody know what abdicate means.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, we'll go with the Voice of Reason. What stuck with you tonight?
I don't know if it was Dr. Clark chewing on that steak, that same steak bone or something other. But I guess I'll go with that.
Oh, okay. Gas Man, what stuck with you tonight?
Stuck with me was the birthday cake. Thank you, Ross, for the birthday cake.
You're welcome.
And all the good wishes.
Happy birthday.
Thank you very much.
PWs, what stuck with you tonight?
That I made a terrible mistake tonight.
Being born?
No, I...
Having a birthday?
I got a set of headphones and a microphone.
Leg cramp, leg cramp.
For an extra guest.
You had an option right there. You said, I think we said, hey, do we really want to work on Memorial Day?
I could have looked at her and said, no, I'm sorry, we're all out of that. But no,
My turn.
All right. Billy's, what stuck with you tonight?
My mother's a pervert.
That stuck with you?
A little pervert.
That stuck with you? All right.
Except I already knew it.
Special guest, Roz, thank you for the surprise. What stuck with you tonight?
I was a special guest until she showed up.
I was thrilled to celebrate my husband's 71st birthday. And the
71st boner.
Thank you.
To 52nd birthday.
Yeah.
And I would like to say that it was Paul's P-Dub's boner that produced Billy.
And just think, 71st one was great. God. What a way for the 72nd.
Yeah, really. Yeah. Hey, I'm Spike on the mic.
There's 10 seconds left. Bye.
I want to say sorry, Mama Slater, but listen.
I'm sorry.
I'm moving to the place in Paris. I'm Spike on the mic, and we out. One. Oh. Right on time.